Welcome to Voices of the Lost. This is episode number 7, Expectation versus Reality. Voices of the Lost is a podcast that is produced and written by me, Karen Robertson. It contains material of a graphic, violent nature and may contain explicit language. This podcast is not for children and may be triggering for some listeners. Should you feel triggered or affected by this or other episodes, you can call Lifeline on 131114 or your healthcare professional. This episode, I would like to thank patrons Miranda, Emmy, Bree, Christina, Crystal, Sue, Scylla, Cheryl, Kathleen and Leah for your patronage. It's your support that allows Voices of the Lost to continue. Episode number 7, Expectation versus Reality. Expectation is when we take something for granted. We make the assumption that things are going to be the way that we planned or the way that we thought. When I was 13 and my sister Kylie was handed to me and I was told that this was my little sister, my expectation is that I would spend the rest of my life taking care of her one way or another and looking after her, looking out for her, spending time with her and celebrating all of the milestones that you do with a sibling or a loved one. That was my expectation. And of course, anyone that has heard the podcast before realizes that my reality is vastly different from what my expectation was. My reality is that I am sitting here recording this podcast because I was robbed of all of those milestones that are the normal expectations that we have of any loved one. My reality is that I grieve my sister that I can't confirm has passed. We have a gap in our lives that cannot be filled and cannot be rectified by anybody. That is our reality. Now, when someone goes missing, there are some crucial timeline events that need to happen in order to provide the best possible chance of a positive outcome. Unfortunately, we don't always have the ability to control the way that procedures are implemented. Also, if you've never been in a situation that requires you to recall or notice finer details, you may not notice something so significant or something so small and what you would consider insignificant, such as the color of clothing, the exact color of someone's eyes, what time they left, the things they said. Even just their phone number. So let's look at some of the events that happened in Kylie's case and compare them to what should have happened in a perfect scenario. So let's compare what would normally be expected in a missing persons case, if there is such a thing, let's compare that to what our reality is, what the reality was, or at least what we have been told the reality is. We have already discussed Kylie's mental state in previous episodes. Kylie was experiencing a mental health episode that our parents were not aware of. However, her friends and those that saw her in the days leading up to the party, and with some of them, the couple of weeks leading up to the party, expressed the opinion that Kylie was very, very unhappy, very depressed, and some said that Kylie was suicidal, in their opinion. This belief was so strong, in fact, that one of Kylie's associates encouraged her and went with her to a doctor to discuss her mindset and see if there was anything that could be done to help her. It was suggested that she come back and see somebody on Monday. What we now know, of course, is that Kylie never went to that appointment. We know that Kylie didn't turn up on the Monday. What we know is, what is for sure, is that she got on a bus on Friday afternoon and went to the party. At the party, Kylie displayed unusual behaviors. This was stated by all who attended that were interviewed. She spoke randomly, yelled out things that didn't make sense, overreacted, and did things generally that were out of character. This was not the expectation of the people attending. According to all reports, this was their reality. Now, times have varied according to all of the statements that I have read and the accounts that I have been given by people along the way in the last, let's call it, 12 years since the Facebook page has been up. Times have varied. There's been a lot of discrepancies in that regard. That's not for me to discuss right now. However, when we are talking about a missing persons case, the expectation would be that all of the information would be aligned, that all of the information should all coincide. The reality is that it doesn't. So let's get back to the party. Allegedly, during the party, Kylie displayed these unusual behaviors. At some point, it has been said that she went to sleep. The story is that in the morning, she allegedly got up, asked if it was okay if she could have a shower, and did so. She put on the same outfit that she wore the day before. According to accounts, she asked a friend for a cigarette. She said she was okay, briefly discussed the night before's interesting scenarios. She then said that she was going for a walk and would be back in a couple of hours. This is, by all accounts, what was supposed to have happened. I'm sure the expectation that anyone would have would be that if you attend a party where someone exhibits unusual behaviors psychologically, and that you believe that they may be suicidal, I would expect, my expectation, my opinion, no one else's, mine, would be that someone, anyone, would go with her. That they wouldn't let her go off on her own. The reality is, they did. Whether they are happy, whether they are sad, whether they are guilty, feel responsible, do not feel responsible, the reality is, they let her go. So I believe that she shouldn't have been allowed to leave alone that morning. But here we are. Now, when a person goes missing, time is everything. If you've seen any of those missing persons shows or the true crime shows or even things like the American crime shows that we've all watched, a clock starts ticking the moment the person has gone. Now, according to what the reports are, this non-existent yet still in the background clock started ticking somewhere between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. For argument's sake, let's call it 8 a.m. The things that need to be done when someone goes missing is report it immediately that someone has gone missing. Report it immediately to the police if you are worried. Please call the police. The expectation that many people have is that you must wait 24 to 48 hours for someone to be missing before you can report it. The reality is, the moment that you are worried for their safety, you can report it. And I would urge you to do this, please. Kylie was not reported missing until the afternoon of the next day. Let me make this clear. Kylie was not reported missing to the police until late in the afternoon of the next day. So if we go back, from all accounts, Kylie walked away from the house towards a bush track sometime between 7 and 8 a.m. Now, we did say we were going to take it as 8 a.m. So if that is our expectation, 3.5 hours later, at 11:30 a.m., when she had not returned, the partygoers that had remained realized that she had not come back. They then started calling out and looking for her. There are mixed reports about how long that lasted for. But we are talking about expectation versus reality. If the expectation was that she was nearby, I would expect that it would probably take an hour or two to search the property effectively, or what the average person would feel is effectively. I've been told that at around 1:30, they went to Kylie's parents' home in Midnight Creek that does not have a phone, so could not be called. They went to let Kylie's parents know that Kylie had not returned to the party, and they were going to confirm if she had come home. Reports on the time frame vary by a couple of hours. So if 1:30 p.m. is the reality, then that means at that stage, Kylie had been gone for 5.5 hours. There are a few inconsistencies with the times mentioned in all the documents I have. So we could have lost so many more hours than just the 5.5 to begin with. So exactly what's supposed to happen? Well, according to missingpersons.gov.au, and this is current information, I expect it would have been different 16.5 years ago, as I don't think there was even a missing persons website then. The early stages when a person goes missing typically include searching the home address first, where they are currently living. So in Kylie's case, that would have been her flat in Kempsey. After that search, the next expectation is that the area where the person was last seen is searched thoroughly. One would expect that next, local hospitals, mobile phone providers, financial institutions are the next on the list for what has been checked. According to missingpersons.gov.au, the phone that is owned by the missing person is also then checked. State and territory police are contacted. The missing persons unit, if applicable. They're not always involved, interestingly. Door knocks are then done to discuss what people may or may not have seen or heard, for that matter. Going house to house, not just where they live, but in the area that they go missing as well. Then interviews are expected to be done with family, friends, acquaintances, and colleagues. The expectation is also that there would be media coverage during this time, which would continue to escalate as the person's missing persons case progresses. Search and rescue may be involved. This is the expectation of the way things that are done with missing persons now. This was not the reality. It just wasn't. The reality went something like this. Kylie went for a walk. She said she would be back. She didn't come back in a couple of hours. She'd gone alone. Her parents were informed a few hours later. There is some time that is not accounted for. I assume this was my parents trying to find her on her own or give her time to return. On Sunday, September 12th at 3:30 p.m., Kylie Ann Schaefer was reported missing to Kempsey Police. Kylie's father, my father, was then told there is not enough light left to search now. We will commence a search tomorrow. The expectation that I have as a mother, as a sister, as a daughter, as a loved one, as someone that cares, my expectation is that you will immediately search for someone that is missing. The reality is, they lost 3 days because of waiting around. Now, can I do anything about any of that? Well, I can't change the reality of what has happened. I can't. I would love to believe that in some alternate universe that I could possibly, some way, have this all be finished and my sister come back and just say, I went away. But that's not the reality, and it's certainly not my expectation. Now, whilst a lot of the process, the expectation, what is supposed to be done, while a lot of this was actually done, it was already so late in the case due to the circumstances of reporting. I said from the beginning, and I still maintain, that there should have been a lot more media coverage than there was in the very beginning. Very, very beginning. I begged and pleaded for this to go national. My father was scared that Kylie had run away and that media attention would make her scared and intimidated, too scared to come back. I believe he made a great error, but there's nothing I can do about that. All that I can do is hope that with enough attention and enough people understanding my reality and that of my family, that someone will take pity on us or give us some sympathy or at least empathize enough to point us in the direction of her remains so that we can put her to rest with dignity. Kylie should have had more people standing up for her. Being a loving, caring friend, that would have been her expectation. But as we know now, that was not her reality. And I know that some of her friends are going to listen to this and they're going to be upset by my words. And I'm sorry, but I have to tell you that my reality hurts as much, if not more, than yours does. I have to live every day with the reality that I was powerless to stop Kylie going. Every day I wake up with the reality that it's only a short amount of time before the next onslaught of inbox messages with disgusting descriptions about what happened to my sister. So whilst I know you are hurting, those of you that cared about Kylie, the reality is, unless you help me find her, that pain's not going away. I need you all to help me. So, after 3 months, missing persons cases in Australia are considered long-term. And as of today, the 2nd of July, 2021, it has been 6,135 days. It has been 201 months. 16 years, 9 months, 21 days, and more than 147,000 hours. Just slightly more than long term, don't you think? So what can you do to avoid the pain and the reality that me and my family and Kylie's loved ones have gone through? Well, change your expectations. Do not expect that in a crisis situation, someone else will remember the details. Keep records of conversations that you have. If someone you care about is showing signs of trauma, signs of any kind of psychotic episode, do not leave them on their own, please. If they're not ready to seek help, at least stay with them. If someone you love does go missing, please ensure that you maintain a relationship with the investigative officers, taking contact details of everybody that you speak to, especially the initial officer. Keep detailed records of every interaction. Make sure you record the case number. Make sure that you get the contact details from the person's phone, if you have it, of all of their friends. They may have people in their life that you don't know. I would also suggest going to the Missing Persons Advocacy Network Their website is absolutely fantastic for the loved ones of missing persons, for their resources, their checklists, and the information needed to successfully trace and investigate your missing person and hopefully get a positive outcome. It may be too late to bring Kylie back alive, but we can certainly help lay her to rest. My expectation is that I will find her before we have too many more anniversaries. Her 17th year anniversary is coming up in 2 months. I want it to be the last one. I'm hoping that my reality will be that I can bury her before the 18th anniversary. Once again, thank you for supporting Voices of the Lost. You can share, like, subscribe, and tell your friends in order to help us make this podcast grow and get the awareness out for missing persons and their loved ones. Please use the hashtag #BringKylieHome, #MissingPersons, and #TrueCrime. Thank you so much for all of your support for not just this episode, but future episodes. And remember, tell your loved ones how you feel about them, because you never know when you'll speak to them again.